CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Queensland, Brisbane, Scott Maiman, CBS News. There are empty shelves in Australia. What is to be done? Scott, I learned that the proposal was that you need forklift drivers and that 15, 16, 17-year-old forklift drivers are available. What's happened to that idea? Good day to you, Scott.
G'day, John. Well, quite an embarrassment for our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, here in Australia. Because of the Omicron variant that's gone out, so many people are dropping like flies because of isolation requirements, which means people can't go to work. This includes the people who restock our shelves at the supermarket, forklift drivers, you name it. We're experiencing a lot of people who are not coming to work because of the isolation requirements. So the Prime Minister decided, well, we can just remedy that by bringing in 16-year-olds to man forklift trucks and get those supplies going again. What the Prime Minister had forgotten was that because a lot of our states are self-regulated, it's against the law for somebody who is under 18 to man a forklift. So within 24 hours, the Prime Minister has had to backflip and say, look, that's obviously not going to work. But it's just one of several incidents this week where the Prime Minister's put his foot in his mouth. Another incident was at a press conference. He was talking about a missing child, and he was hoping that everything was going to be okay, that the child would be found and that the family would be reunited. What he wasn't aware of at the time was 1 hour before that, sadly, the child had been found deceased. And the Prime Minister just cannot take a trick at all this week.
We also note that the clerks are missing in your grocery stores, and the idea is to draft foreigners who are in Australia. I don't know how many there are because it's very difficult to travel to Australia. How empty are your grocery stores? We talked about this last week. Are you getting the supplies you need, Scott? Are there workarounds?
It's very much hit and miss. I mean, you could go to the store on Monday, there'll be no meat, there'll be no milk, there'll be no bread. Then you go to the grocery store on Tuesday, there'll be bread, but there'll be no other savory items. There'll be no cheese or something. It's very hit and miss. It seems to be certain packing companies and manufacturers are not able to get across their goods in a certain timeline. The grocery stores are showing signs of buckling under the pressure. Some grocery stores have been forced to close because they just don't have enough staff at the grocery store, at the checkout line. So, yeah, we are very much under the pump at the moment at our grocery stores.
Queensland is the frontier. New South Wales is the largest population, along with Victoria. Mm. Is Queensland sparser at the stores than New South Wales? Do you have comparative shopping by the television?
We've got pretty much across every state the same story, the same pictures, and it all has to do with the supply chain,
right?
Because the supply chain could make it on a scheduled date in New South Wales, which may be a different supply date in Queensland. So it's all very hit and miss because of the supply chain and the dates that people are not showing up for work because they're in isolation.
The driver for this is the Omicron. Now, Omicron here has peaked or near peaked. It certainly has in Britain, and there are different approaches to what comes next. But I note the Guardian's reporting, Australia has hit a new death date in New South Wales. There are deaths in Victoria. There are deaths in Tasmania. However, at the same time, we have a report that your hospital cases are falling. So it's a mixed picture. Is Australia locked down at this point? What is your status? Are you free to go out or just shopping or just to vital stores? What are the recommendations from your governors?
Aside from Western Australia, and you've got to remember, each state has its own law enforcement on the isolation issue. Aside from Western Australia, we are still open for business. But if you have the coronavirus. If you test positive, you've got to go into self-isolation and quarantine for 7 days. The sad news about this, as we are starting to get the same reports that the case rate is reducing, the death rate is increasing, which is very sad indeed. But again, I go back to something I said last week. We are going through the wave that the US and the UK went through back in about March, April, May of 2020. This is our wave. We have not experienced this wave before until the past few weeks. So this is turning out to be quite a tragedy here in Australia.
You're 90% vaccinated, according to the reports I've seen. You're a heavily vaccinated public. And yet, what we have here is the mysteries of Omicron. I want to stay with the story just one more. This is summertime for you. And the expectation is that that the virus is worse in the wintertime. Does your national authority, the prime minister, or do the health ministers in Queensland believe that the peak will come before the fall weather? Do they give you an end date for the peak?
Again, each state has its own regulation. Now, the state of New South Wales is suggesting that this is the week that that state will reach its peak volume, which to a certain extent, the figures are starting to reflect that. For the state of Queensland, they don't expect the peak to hit for another 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now, we are fortunate that it is summertime, as you correctly stated. There is a concern that we may hit our peak, see a reduction. We may get another wave come our winter time. But at the moment, it's business as usual. The states are open except for Western Australia, but we are not open yet to international tourists. That is still another case.
Djokovic is gone. He has his own fate. You have an Australia Open underway. And the number two who lost to Djokovic the last Australia Open, I believe, his name is Medvedev. He is a crowd favorite, a crowd unfavorite. How to regard these reports that he was jeered in a tennis match that he won?
Well, it's been a case of a misunderstanding. In between serves, Daniel Medvedev thought he was being booed by the Australian crowd. Now, as it turns out, the Australian crowd was imitating an event involving a soccer player whose name escapes me at the moment, Ronaldo, I think it was, where they were going, shloo, shloo. It was a form of endearment. And at the moment, Australia loves Daniel Medvedev. Please don't get mistaken by that. So that until Daniel Medvedev was told of this imitation, he actually thought the Australians were turning against him. Right. That was not the case. It has now been explained. He does think the crowd was a bit rude for chanting in the middle of his serves, which he is correct. That was poor timing by the Australian crowds, but the misrepresentation or the misunderstanding, just a total incident, accident that happened in between serves.
30 seconds. Kelly Slater cannot come to Australia. He's a championship surfer. Is this the Djokovic story all over again? He's not vaccinated. He's not welcome.
It is a repeat of Djokovic, and he will not be allowed under the current rules, as we witnessed from Djokovic, because he is not showing whether he's been vaccinated or not. He won't be allowed in.
The Australia surfing great, the American surfing great, Kelly Slater, not allowed to compete in upcoming events in Australia. It's summertime. Surf's up.
And the waves have been tremendous lately as well.
Scott Maiman, CBS News, Brisbane, Queensland. I'm John Dash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.